We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to Fans and the Pros. Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister in studio today talking a lot of Saints, a little bit of everything. We're going to talk a little Pelicans for a little break here. Then we'll talk some college football to wrap it up with FCS, JMU, and SLU. But joining the show now is Odyssey NBA insider Jimmy Patsos. And insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get across on all the data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. Jimmy, welcome again to the show. The Pelicans tonight on the road in Dallas. They've actually won two of their last three games on the road. Struggled at home. They just lost to Dallas here in New Orleans. Now it's the home and away tonight in Dallas. What do you see from this Pelicans team that before we ask the obvious Zion question?
You know, it's really interesting because the word around the league now is don't ask about Zion. And I'm in Washington. I'm walking into the Washington Wizards versus Cavaliers game. And the Cavs have Evan Mobley, who's really a good player. And the Wizards kind of have a by-committee team around Bradley Beal. But you came to Washington, the New Orleans Pelicans, 10 days ago, and had us on the ropes, and then you manhandled us to New Orleans. And the reason I bring this up is around the NBA, the Pelicans are not that far. Like, in other words, you get Zion and his 27 points a game and his 60% shooting back, you're right there. Because, remember, they're taking 10 teams, and everybody needs – but those are those who don't know, and I know you guys are wrapped up in Brian Kelly and football and the Saints Cowboys, and that's a real football town from. Washington's a really basketball-centric place. I know, Mike, you at JMU, you know this. So, like, Zion's an enigma where people here are like, he's fantastic, he's great, but if he comes back, the Pelicans can make a run because 10 teams make the playoffs. 7 plays 10, 8 plays 9. It's kind of funky. You got to win a game to get in. Ingram and Valanciunas, who had 39 and 15 against the Clippers, Alexander Walker off the bench, Trey Murphy and Kyra Lewis are good. I don't think Devontae Graham's a real starting point guard, but you had Zion Williamson. You guys are in great shape. The question is, I guess, everybody doesn't want to talk about it anymore because they haven't heard from him since September. And you got a stretch of games coming up. I believe it's the Mavs back-to-back. And you said you lost the first one. I understand that. But you get Rocket, Nuggets, Pistons, Spurs. You make a little run. You're talking the Blazers, the T-Wolves, who are new, and the Clippers, who lost them. You know, they don't have their best player for the year. You can make a run to the playoffs because your team – remember, I'm coming from a place where I've seen you live take the Wizards where they should have won the game, really, and thoroughly dismantle us down in New Orleans. So I'm interested to see what happens. Or, and I know we talked about this before, you don't want to talk about it, but if you were to get Zion back in a year, whether it's Ivy at Purdue or Holmgren or Banchero or the two kids at Memphis, you'll have a fantastic draft choice to go along with. I think Ingram's a star. I think Valanciunas is a really good center that can get you there, and your young guys are coming. But the Zion thing is baffling to us up here in the Washington, D.C. area.
Jimmy, is baffling to us as well, but hey, it is what it is at this point. I mean, because if he's not there, he's not there. And, you know, just yesterday you had he was up to 4-on-4 as far as practice is concerned, and there was some soreness, so they're going to have to kind of back off as far as ramping him up to be able to get to play. So if he's available to go, then great. But if not, when you look at that schedule, it eases up, at least from a record standpoint, on some of the teams that you will be playing versus we'll call it the next 10 games versus what you had the first 10 to 15 games. And I think that's really where they have to kind of make a run. And, you know, just I think they figured out maybe a roster and who to play. And now it's just keeping those guys kind of healthy to see if they can string some games together as far as back-to-back is concerned.
Yeah, the rest of your team, and I'm not just saying this coach speak, I like Garrett Temple, you know. We had Thomas Satoransky. You have a really good second team, which, look, Boston's struggling. They don't have a second unit. Washington's doing well because they have a second unit. The Pacers have no second unit. You have a really interesting team because Josh Hart's from D.C., I've known Nikhil Alexander Walker because he played for my guy that played for me, Shane James, in Toronto, coached him. Garrett Temple from LSU is really solid. Hernan Gomez is a solid. You have two sets. You have, like, two guys at every position. And then Herb Jones from Alabama, who I saw play really well against Alabama. They beat Maryland. I'm also work for the Maryland Terrapins. They beat Maryland handily. Herb Jones, really good player from Alabama. So you've got so many pieces. But, Deuce, as you know, whether it's Ole Miss when you played football, you look for the days when you played Alabama, but you knew that every game wasn't Alabama. You got to win the ones you're supposed to. Just like, you know, I know the Saints lost to the Cowboys. I think with the Ravens, I'm a Ravens guy, Lamar Jackson guy. We're lucky we've won a lot of games we were supposed to win. They just happened to be close wins. I think the Pelicans are in a position where if you can pull off some of those wins against who you're supposed to, then you get in the playoffs. Whenever Zion comes back, don't ever forget this about Zion. I know you see him every day. I know the media can be on guys because he's not available. And I feel bad for your community to go through that. On the other, because we had John Wall be hurt, and I've been in Boston when I saw Larry Bird turn the corner and not be able to play. Zion Williamson shoots 60% from the field and averages 25 games and was an all-star in his first year. He's transcendent. He's tough to guard. You have a lot of pieces. You could make a run. I mean, you went up to Utah and won. That was another one of those scores on the, like, we watched the scoreboard in Washington and NBA games just like you do. And we're like, wow, the Pelicans went up and beat the Jazz. And then we're like, oh, wow, well, they were really good here. We're not shocked. And they beat us down there. And they're better than the Spurs. And they're deeper than the Mavs. And the Timberwolves are too young. And they're a three-headed monster with Russell, Edwards, and Karl-Anthony Towns. They don't have much else in mind. But you're actually in a good position if you can somehow get him to play. Why, you can't have him play? You seem like you got your young guys. I'm a big Trey Murphy guy. I watched him at the University of Virginia. I don't really know what happened to Jackson Hayes from Texas. He was always kind of a coin flip anyways. But Herb Jones was a great one for you. Devontae Graham's a tough kid that's fought his way through Kansas. But if Kyron Lewis Jr. and Trey Murphy can take one more step, and Deuce, you know this, like the NFL, it's your rookie year, then it's the second year learning, then you hit your stride your third year. You got a really nice team. And Willie Green, I think, can coach. And I actually like the situation you're in. If you can just either add another guy next year or in the next 3 weeks, you get Zion Williamson back. There's 82 games, fellas, in the NBA. There's a lot of time to make a move.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you, Jimmy. And I think, you know, overall, you have better messaging. Just be honest with the people. I think that's what they really want to hear, and then go out and play better basketball. And that's definitely what we've been getting from this Pelicans team. Want to get your overall assessment of the NBA overall, where we are throughout the league. You know, any surprises out there? Any teams that not playing as well as you thought they would to this point? But just your overall assessment of the NBA to this point.
Well, I hate to disappoint you, New Orleans fans, because a lot of your ex players are doing really well, starting with Chris Paul and the Suns. You know, the Warriors and what Steph Curry. See, the Warriors are positioned much like you. They're getting depth in young guys' minutes. They're winning more, obviously. But they got Wiseman, you know, the 7-foot center who was a draft second pick in the play in the draft last year, coming back. And then Klay Thompson, who plays both ends. But Chris Paul's done a tremendous job. He still has that look like he wants to win his championship. I know you had him in New Orleans. The Bulls are going pretty well. The Bulls seem to be picking it up. On the East Coast, Billy Donovan's done a good job. Our Wizards are fantastic in terms of right now, Wes Unseld Jr. would probably be the coach of the year, in my opinion, for what he's done in Washington. We lost Westbrook, who was a really great player who played tough, and you saw him down in Houston. He needs the ball in his hand. The Lakers are a surprise not being so good. Now, they're older, But if they limp their way in, I'd much rather have New Orleans' roster than, say, the Lakers' roster. Okay, they're built for a year. I'm a little surprised that the Knicks going down, and the Sixers have to get – they have a guy, Ben Simmons, waiting to see what happens. I think one of the interesting things for you with Zion Williamson is, do you decide that he's not your guy and you trade for Ben Simmons, or you trade him for someone, whether it's Kyrie Irving or – like, he's still really valuable. I just hope he wants to stay with your young group. I think when you pick a guy first, he has that responsibility to carry your load. But in the West, there's a lot of room. The Nuggets have Jamal Murray out. He's coming back. I think that the Clippers are just doing the best they can with Paul George, but them and the Trailblazers don't have the guns. I'd much rather have your team. Memphis is a little surprise team for me. I really like them. They're young like you, but their star, Ja Morant, is producing every night. But the Warriors and the Suns really look like the two best teams. And with Durant and Harden over there in the Nets, they're good, but they're beatable. There's no one in the East that's competing the way the Warriors and the Suns are at this highest level.
Well, Jimmy, we appreciate your time, my friend. You are excellent to talk to. We appreciate the insight. Good luck tonight with the Wizards, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Call me anytime, Dan. And good luck to you and James Madison. It's a big – they got to catch one more title before they go to the big time.
That's right, to the Sun Belt. They're playing Southeastern tomorrow. We're going to talk to actually the head coach of Southeastern coming up after this. So we appreciate it.
Good luck with that. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Jimmy. That was Odyssey NBA Insider Jimmy Patsos. Insider calls are presented by BET, I should say BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real, proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Again, taking a break, Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister, Fans and the Pros. I'm referring to, coming up, the Cole Bowl. Cole Kelly of Southeastern and Cole Johnson of James Madison. FCF playoffs round two tomorrow. Southeastern's head coach Frank Selfo next after a quick break here on WLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.